Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time. It's me, Alex Mearns here, and we will be discussing today Liverpool vs Stoke, the League Cup semi-final, which was decided on penalties last night. Liverpool came through victors. They lost on the night, but because of their 1-0 win away at Stoke in the first leg, it took the game into extra time. And then it went to the dreaded penalties. Liverpool finally won 6-5 because Muni Aissa, the Stoke City player, missed. And Joe Allen, or as I like to call him now, Bradley Cooper, because of his long hair and beard, scored the winning penalty. So, what a result for Liverpool Football Club. But as I was watching the game last night, I couldn't help think of previous Liverpool teams I've watched. Players like Luis Suarez, players like Fernando Torres, Steven Gerrard, Jamie Carragher. These huge, huge names, these huge, huge, huge stars for Liverpool Football Club. And what was clearly missing from that Liverpool team last night were game winners. That 30 minutes of extra time was absolutely awful. There was only ever going to be one winner in that extra time. It was going to be Stoke City, because Liverpool have no match-winning players. They're all just bang average. I couldn't think of anyone as I was watching it that's grabbed a big semi-final game like there was last night and grabbed it by the scruff of the neck and thought, right, I'm having this. I am having it. I am going to be the star. Jordan Ibe came on and he had an opportunity, I think, twice. One, scuffed it wide, and the second one high over the bar. It's all about composure. I don't think many of these players have composure, and I think, sadly, Stoke City really let themselves down, not in the sense that they played poorly, but the sense that they should have smashed this Liverpool team. They really, really should have smashed them, and they should be the ones in the Capital One Cup final, but they're not. I think there's a few talking points from the game, and that was the goalkeeper, Simon Mignolet. He has had a lot of stick from, well, I'm one of them, and a lot of Liverpool fans, but last night he saved the penalty from Muni Aissa, and he did all right in the penalty shootout. He's recently been given a 5-year contract, and it'd be quite interesting to see over the last period of the season whether Mignolet finally starts producing what all Liverpool fans want to see, and that is a dominant goalkeeper. They have a lot of problems from defending set piece, and I think that is down to the nervousness that the goalkeeper, Simon Mignolet, puts around his team. I don't think the centre-backs ever know whether he's coming to punch the ball. When he comes for the ball, you just think, oh, what is he doing here? Oh, this is going to end badly. And guess what? It normally ends badly. I think he margarines his gloves up before the game because the ball seems to slip out an awful lot. But saying all that, he did make that penalty save. I think Jamie Carragher was asked the question last night, is this going to be his push on? Well, it's time for Mignolet to prove whether this will be his massive boost and sort of ignite his Liverpool career, even though he's been there 2 seasons. He signed the 5-year contract. I do believe Adam Bogdan, their number 2, will be sold in the summer. That means a goalkeeper will come in. Will Klopp decide to keep Mignolet as his number 1, or bring in someone he knows is better, or someone who's very similar to Mignolet who can push him and see if he can kind of grasp some better performances from him? It'll be quite interesting to see what happens there with the Liverpool number 1 spot. Secondly, Stoke City really, really played well, but they just didn't have that cutting edge in front of goal. Their one goal that they scored actually was offside. I can't believe the linesman gave it. It was worse than the John Terry decision when it was Chelsea versus Everton 3-3 in the Premier League a couple of weeks ago. How are these linesmen getting it wrong? All it takes is just to look along the line and see that the geezer's in front of the other red player. I couldn't quite believe it. I think now video technology has to come in for offsides. Why are we going on one man's eye at the speed the football match is played at now? The passes are so crisp, the runs are so sharp. How is a linesman now meant to do his job 100% right? I think it's something the FA and the Premier League need to look into. What else have we got to speak about? This result yesterday for Liverpool, the 1-0, the win on penalties. Sorry, it wasn't 1-0. It was just a win on penalties. Stoke won 1-0, didn't they? Will this result paper over Jurgen Klopp's poor start to his Liverpool career? He has made some very, very strange moves. Not last night, but the previous three games. Stephen Colker, the English centre-back, who has been passed around clubs like an unused toy. I think he's already on his sixth Premier League club and he's only 24. Klopp's been bringing him on as a striker. I just can't comprehend how... Well, Stephen Colker, he can't defend, so maybe that's what Klopp thought. Let's just stick him up front. I think this result and them getting to the League Cup final will paper over some of the cracks. Because I think Klopp needs a big, big clear out in the summer. I think he knows this team is not good enough. He's really trying to stay positive in all his after-match interviews, but I can just see him on the touchline. I think he wants to rip his hair out at all these players' performances. On Saturday, I don't think, when they won 5-4 against Norwich, I don't think that shows that Liverpool are a good team. I think that just shows Norwich are a really, really poor side. That they managed to score 4 goals and still couldn't win the game. I think that's probably just a damning reflection on the Premier League, really, and how a lot of the teams can't seem to defend. But this has kind of been my post-match review of the Liverpool versus Stoke City match. Liverpool are going to the final. So thank you for listening. This has been the Football Hour Extra Time with me, Alex Mearns. Follow us on Twitter. It's @TheFootballHour.